Now, joining us, a special guest, as I mentioned earlier, the administrator of NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Sean O'Keefe. Mr. O'Keefe, thanks for joining us. We know it's a busy time for you, and we appreciate that you could come by and talk to us. Let's begin first with, I guess, a question that's been heard in Washington before. What do we know? When did we know it? And where are we in the investigation? It's winding down this week.
Well, the Columbia Accident Investigation Board is really working through all the facts and the evidence in order to reach what they think is either a cause or probable cause of what occurred on Columbia on February the 1st. They're still weeks away from coming to a conclusion on that, and they've got more analysis to go. They're anticipating reaching some closure here in the time ahead, sometime this summer, is what they're publicly announced. So we're looking forward to an anticipation of those results as soon as they can get there.
We know some things, don't we, at this point? What do we know?
Well, that there's at least a moving proposition of the theory around a break at the leading edge or along the left wing of the Columbia orbiter is what permitted the penetrated hot gases to enter the orbiter at that point and therefore lead to the explosion. But what caused it, what forced that to occur in the first place, is what they're still trying to work their way through. So it's still got a little more work to go, and they haven't reached any ultimate judgments yet. They haven't even determined what the cause or probable cause is at this juncture. And so we're still awaiting that result.
Mr. Keith, there has been a fair amount, perhaps in your view, more than a fair amount of second-guessing, criticism of the process that NASA and its scientists go through during these flights. How do you feel about that? Is it a healthy part of a post-accident investigation like this, or do you feel that it is inappropriate in any way?
No, it's completely appropriate. We're a public agency. We represent the American people, and looking through the range of things that could be done to pursue exploration and discovery on their behalf. When it goes wrong, and this went terribly, tragically wrong, we are accountable. We positively planned and have opened up the entire agency to review and examination. We want to find out what caused this, fix it, and get back to flight as expeditiously and safely as we can.
To that end, there have been critics who've said emails, for example, alerting scientists of the possible problems were not taken seriously enough. There were other sorts of comments like that aimed directly at NASA and the establishment there. Well, how do you respond to all that?
It indicates to me a very spirited exchange of an open, permissive environment for lots of debate and discussion and dialogue, engineers at every different level. The Internet has become a very egalitarian process. Doesn't matter where you fit on the organization chart. You can send email back and forth and dialogue, and that's what occurred. But what's really important about the history there is that as the flight came closer and closer to conclusion, and the mission was coming to a particular conclusion, they reached closure about what those open issues were and satisfied themselves that safety of flight considerations had been worked through. So everybody was in agreement at the conclusion of this, that there was no safety of flight inhibitor for reentry of the orbiter on that day. Now, that's a judgment call, and what we're now into is making judgments about someone else's judgment calls. But the fact there was debate that went on during that time, there is ample evidence suggests that it was there, healthy and open debate and dialogue.
Let me ask you also, Mr. O'Keefe, there are others who say that there are culture issues within NASA, scientists versus others, concerns about contracts, bidding, and so on, that in any way impact the way critical decisions are made about flights like this that, of course, involve human life and as well as a commitment by NASA. How do you respond to those kinds of comments?
Well, there's no question. There are concerns about the dominant kind of mindset that is operative at the time that you make decisions about something as risky as space flight. Now, the fact is, no one else does this on a shuttle. What we're seeing tonight is the launch of our Russian partners are picking up the circumstance here and launching the same way we did under the Apollo days with Saturn V rockets, essentially. More upgraded, more modern, more technologically advanced. But nonetheless, there is no other benchmark than the one we do. So anytime there is a criticism or observations on how we could do things better. We take that seriously, and we think we ought to, because it is a very, very risky business, and we always want to get better at it consistently.
Let's talk a little about the future. We've talked about the accident, and I appreciate you discussing it with us. The future of international cooperation, other countries involved, are you encouraged by all this? Has the Columbia accident in any way discouraged others from working with the United States in spaceflight?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, in this tragedy, as horrific as this was, it has demonstrated the very best of the depth of our International Space Station partnership. Our Russian partners have stepped up very, very responsibly and very impressively. Yuri Kaptiv, the Director General of Rosaviakosmos, has been a leader in pulling together and trying to find a, in this interim period, while shuttle is grounded until we can return to safe flight, trying to work through imaginatively ways to support the International Space Station, continue operations there, make sure it's provisioned, and as we're going to see here in a few hours, an expedition crew that is going to be well provided for, and safety considerations have been factored in that the Russians are very dedicated to. All of our partners in the International Space Station effort, I think this has demonstrated the depth of the partnership. In tragedy has come, I think, a renewed resolve of how important this international relationship is and how successful it can be.
Sean O'Keefe, Administrator of NASA, we're delighted you could join us. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Nice to be with you, David.